This is Bo Burnham. He's 22 years old. He's a male. And he looks like the genetic product of a giraffe having sex with Ellen DeGeneres. He has a gigantic head and tiny nipples. He's isolated himself over the last 5 years in pursuit of comedy. And, in doing so, has lost touch with reality. You're an asshole, Bo. You hear me? You think you know better than me. You think you know better than everybody. You will die alone. And you will deserve it. But in the meantime, you might as well tell those silly jokes of yours. See if that helps.
Possibilities, Bo. What do you want to do first? Run? Yeah, sure, you can run. Fly? Well, yeah, you can fly. What? What are you... What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Stop it. What the... You fucking idiot. Stop. Anyways. In the distance, Bo saw a beautiful fairy. A fairy so beautiful that he felt proud about being called one in high school. He then came across an old bridge with a troll standing guard. Bo knew that he'd have to answer a riddle to get by. The troll spoke thus.
All right, for the last time, man, I'm not a troll. I'm homeless. Okay, do you have any spare change? Okay, that's a used napkin. I don't want that. No, stop. Just leave. Please leave.
And then, as Bo arrived on the other side of the stage, he saw a unicorn with 5 horns right in front of him. And the pentacorn spoke thus. Hello, Bo. I've been looking for you for quite a long time. He was safe. for now. But the dark thoughts would soon return. To be a lizard. It's hard to be a lizard. Tiny arms, itchy gizzard. It's hard to be a lizard.
Why?
But it's harder to segue. Is he skiing? Or is he in a gay porn? Is he skiing? What? Or is he in a gay porn? Is he skiing? Huh? Or is he in a gay porn? Here's a hint. He's in a gay porn. Okay, Bo, this miming shit is getting pretty annoying, so give him the real thing. My voice is so fucking natural. It's naturally good. Naturally good. Naturally good. This is the end of the song and the beginning of the show. Welcome to the show. That lizard part was pretty fucking stupid. We're recording part of the CD tonight, and yeah, good to start off with 8 minutes of mime jokes for the CD. I want to start off with a joke for the fellas. I don't feel like I connect with my men in the audience as well as I do with my prepubescent girls. So, where my fellas at? Fellas! Yo, fellas, don't you hate it when you're sucking a guy's dick and he ends up being a faggot? Am I right? These fucking faggots with their tasty dicks. All right. If you'd like to leave during the show, the exit signs are marked clearly in red. Sort of an orangish, reddish, fiery red, so we'll be fucked if we need them, but we can see them now! The show is called What? And I hope there's some surprise. Jeez. Knocked the water over by accident.
You meant to knock the water over, yeah, but you all thought it was an accident, but he meant to knock the water over, yeah, art is a lie, nothing is real.
So it's called What, and it's about, hey, cool.
You meant to knock the water over, yeah, but you all thought it was an accident.
Just take it off repeat, and it won't repeat. This is the good thing, we can edit all this in the actual CD recording.
He meant to play the track again, yeah, but you all thought it was an accident, but he meant to play the water track again, art's still a lie,
nothing's still real.
What's the deal with segues? Food jokes. Some food jokes. How are you guys doing up in the nosebleeds up top? Yes, the nosebleeds, where the cocaine is done. I had a hot dog, for breakfast in Madison, actually, this morning. And, yeah, afterwards I felt like this. Because I couldn't control my stools. All right. Jesus. For the people listening, I moved the stool around a lot. This is gonna get difficult. But I'm glad you like poop-based puns. That'll be a majority of the show, so.
Can become a comedy moment. See?
Thank you so much.